Hey everyone, it's me, Annie Elise, and with spooky season upon us, I am thrilled to introduce you to a new podcast that you are going to love. Twisted Tales, hosted by artist, poet, and creator and horror queen, Heidi Wong. Every Monday, Heidi takes you deep into the true stories behind horror's biggest legends, from haunted dolls to cursed houses, and each episode of Twisted Tales is perfect for late-night scares and daytime frights, revealing the disturbing real-life events that have inspired the world's most terrifying blockbusters and the ones too twisted to make it to screen. Some stories are stranger than fiction. These are darker. And I'm excited to share a sneak preview from Twisted Tales with you now. It's their episode exploring the true story behind The Conjuring and the infamous Annabelle doll, which, if you like what you hear, follow Twisted Tales with Heidi Wong on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen so that you can catch a full episode. You'll find a link to the show in this episode's description.
This is Crime House.
As Lou's eyes darted across the room, he spotted something at his feet. It was Annabelle. And then she started moving. The doll slid up Lou's legs onto his chest. Her arms shot out, wrapping around his throat. Lou was powerless to fight back. His vision started to blur. The world around him faded away. All he saw was Annabelle. Can you imagine the fear, the horror? As Lou took his final breath, he shot awake, sunlight streaming through the window. It had all been a dream. Or was it? Lou was convinced that Annabelle had really attacked him. He knew that he had to get rid of her. It seemed like Annabelle sensed his intentions and decided to strike first. Later that day, Lou and Angie were at the apartment alone, planning out a road trip. He hadn't told her about his encounter with Annabelle yet. Maybe he was just waiting for everyone to be home. As they looked over some maps, they heard a rustling sound coming from Donna's bedroom. If this was happening in a movie, this is the part where I'd be shouting, "Don't go in there!" But Lou was a good guy. He wanted to make sure his girlfriend was safe. So he quietly opened the door and flipped on the light. The room was empty, except for Annabelle, who was lying in the corner. All of a sudden, Lou was overcome with this terrible feeling, like he was being watched. He turned around. Nobody was there. But a moment later, he doubled over in pain. Lou looked down and saw that his shirt was stained with blood. He ripped it open and found 7 deep gashes in his chest, like something had slashed him with massive claws. And weirdly, or maybe conveniently, the wounds healed really fast. Within a couple of days, they were completely gone. But after what happened to him, Donna and Angie finally realized Annabelle was not the harmless spirit of a little girl. Thank you for listening to the start of my new show, Twisted Tales. If you want to hear what happens next, search Twisted Tales and follow wherever you listen to podcasts or subscribe to Crime House Studios on YouTube.
So go ahead and follow Twisted Tales with Heidi Wong, a Crime House original now. New episodes release every Monday, and again, that's Twisted Tales with Heidi Wong. Click the link in the episode description to listen now or follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts.